So are you going to be able to start the clap for me?
I am.
Yeah? Come on. Woo! Let's put your hands together, guys. For Ryan Strickland!
Hello. Good Lord. You know when you breathe in, right? And then you breathe out. I think that's the only relatable material I've got for you guys. Nothing else. I see lots of comedians now talking about Tinder and about how terrible online dating is. Somebody said to me just recently, how long have you been with your wife, Mark? I said, 25 years. And they said, oh, so you met her the old-fashioned way. It's like, the old-fashioned way? I didn't buy her in a slave auction. I didn't, like, barter her for 2 camels and a yak. And like people like talk about the old-fashioned way as if like that was a good way of meeting people, but like the old-fashioned way of meeting people was through friends, and it had one major drawback: you needed friends. It's like, I remember a long time ago looking at personal ads, as they were then, like in magazines, and seeing all these adverts for women, right? They're saying, oh, I like going to the gym, I like long walk, mountain walks, I like mountain biking, I like jogging, and thinking, wow, that sounds exhausting. Do you think all the women, all the lethargic women, have been taken? Do you think all the ones who've said, like, I like laying on the sofa, like, watching the telly and eating chocolates, they've already gone? Have you ever watched Netflix for so long that it checks to see if you're alive? It's like, you watch 21 hours of Law and Order. Are you okay? The Buddha says that we become the thing that we most resist. And I think in my case, that means I've been pushing really hard against a fat Yorkshireman. So, before I go any further, I want to just talk about the elephant in the room. Is there not an elephant in the room? If there's not an elephant in the room, what the fuck happened in the gents? Now, the elephant I was going to talk about, actually, was Brexit. Ha ha, comedy gold, yes. I just got one thing to say about Brexit. If you are what you eat, do you think Boris Johnson eats a lot of massive cocks? Now, I kind of understand why some people might have thought that Brexit was a good idea. Because, you know, some things seem like a good idea and then just turn out not to be. I've got another example. I read a book on how to do oral sex. It's a real book. It's called She Comes First, haha. It's got some interesting advice in it, right? So pay attention, right? When you're down there, don't just concentrate on the top bit. See technical language, top bit. Cover the whole area. Sounds good, right? Okay. Some slightly weirder advice. Maintain eye contact. What? These are bifocals, right? And then this is true. This is actually in the book. Take your top teeth, put them against the clitoris, and hum.
Yeah!
Woo!
Right, okay. So I've read this book, I'm thinking, okay, I'll give this a go. The thing is, when you get down there, what are you going to hum?
The national anthem!
No, I'll give that a go next time. Nothing seems right. In the jungle, the mighty jungle. No. Land Down Under by Men at Work, no. I was actually watching a Top of the Pops 2 from about 1975, and there was Barry Manilow on there. Bermuda Triangle, not a bad idea. Do you think recycling is a bit like sex? Nobody's really sure they're doing it right. You think other people might be doing it more than you, and a lot better? You find yourself saying, is this wet? Does that count as food? And sometimes, you put something in the wrong hole, you just leave it there. One final thing before I go. I can't think what it was. Oh, I'm going to tell you a real joke. That's what I'm going to do. If you look at the Medusa, you turn to stone
and you die. There's nothing you can do about it. It's a Gorgon conclusion.
Mark String, everyone, keep it going. Now, I'm conscious that we've got to know this side of the room.